Donald Trump has flagged further military action in cities across the United States, telling a gathering of generals that places he regards as dangerous could be training grounds for troops. Although the military is designed to handle foreign threats, the president has outlined his vision of using it for domestic purposes.
Together with many of you in the room, we've brought back the fundamental principle that defending the homeland is the military's first and most important priority. That's what it is. Only in recent decades did politicians somehow come to believe that our job is to police the far reaches of Kenya and Somalia while America is under invasion from within. We're under invasion from within.
The gathering consisted of admirals and generals from conflict zones in the Middle East and elsewhere who had been summoned for a lecture on race and gender in the military. In keeping with the nonpartisan tradition of the armed services, the military leaders sat impassively through Mr. Trump's remarks, a contrast from when rank-and-file soldiers cheered during Donald Trump's speech at Fort Bragg in the summer.